If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Well, let's have a look at what's happening in farming. Glad to be joined by Katrina Morrissey, editor of the Farmers Journal. Katrina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And I suppose the big news for farming in general, but for the journal this week, is that the CAP plan for 2023 to 2027 revealed lots of schemes in there. What are the highlights for you, Katrina?
Huge number of schemes, as you say, Fran, and a lot of CAP decisions made at the same time, which is probably not what we were expecting.
Yeah.
Looking at the schemes, first of all, one which for the last 2 years, nearly since the current government formation, has been talked about is this flagship environmental scheme.
Mm.
We currently have the REAP pilot program, and the minister announced the other day that the new agri-environmental climate measure will have two elements to it. First element is a group scheme almost, where farmers will work together with their neighbours to do environmentally good across all of their farms.
Mm.
That scheme will have a maximum payment of 10,000 per farmer and an average closer to 7,000.
And just before you go on, how will that actually work, Katrina? I mean, is that like farmers getting together in some sort of a almost cooperative situation?
Yeah, there's actually quite a number of these in operation across the country already. For example, in the Wicklow Uplands, there's a program called SUIS, and that's where farmers who have commonage on the uplands graze sheep and do environmental work together. So they decide, right, it's a shared commonage, obviously, is a shared farming activity anyway. So they decide, right, we need to, for example, make sure that where the animals are drinking, that's not going to get poached, so they might put in drinkers in certain places.
Mm.
We have other really, really good examples of it in the Burren, where farmers there have been working collectively for a long time at this stage.
Right.
And that's considered one of the best examples in Europe of farmers working together, not just to, improve environmental things inside their own hedges, but to look after an entire habitat that their farm is part of.
Right. So
there's a few examples of those.
So there's precedent for this.
Yeah.
Mm. Very good. The second section then for the individual farmers, Katrina.
Yeah, so this is more, as I say, kind of along the traditional scheme type, where a farmer will choose a number of actions yet to be revealed. And for that, he or she can claim, I think it's a maximum of 7,000 and an average of 5.
Mm.
They do have to choose between one and the other, we understand. But this is the shape, as I say, of this flagship environmental scheme, which has been touted as far back as the formation of the government. Now, by no means the only scheme announced this week, Fran. There's a new suckler scheme, a carbon efficiency element to that as well. There's the sheep welfare scheme is going to be rolled over. And quite a significant increase for organic farming, which is something that Europe is pushing for, and Ireland does not have a lot of land under organic production at the minute.
Right. Would you explain the front-loading scheme? Because that's being described as a game-changer.
Very much so. And this was, I suppose, the unexpected part of the announcements this week, because Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConlogue seems to have taken decisions that up until now were still being decided. You know, they were in the mix. The front loading is one of those. This is a scheme that Europe has said must be implemented in member states, and it's called CRIS. It's a very complicated name, the Complementary Redistributive Income Support for Sustainability. Basically, Fran, what that does, Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConlogue has decided that 10% of all farmers' direct payments will be set aside, and then it will be redistributed across farms up to 30 hectares. What that does is basically moves money from one farmer to another,
yeah.
And in total, it's a big chunk of money, 595 million.
What's reaction to this been like so far, Katrina?
Mixed, I suppose. Individually, farmers are looking at the schemes and, you know, whether it will apply to their farms. But yesterday we saw the IFA and Macra come out and meet the minister. He's on the roadshow that we've spoken about a few times at this stage. He was in Tullow, County Carlow and Kilkenny then last night. And he got a fairly angry reception from both farm groups, particularly in Kilkenny. I think last night there was a very, very robust questioning of the minister and his decisions on CAP, because what the IFA and Macra are saying is that these decisions actually will benefit less productive farmers, say the smaller farmer, maybe more part-time farmer, at the cost of the farmer who is relying full-time on farming for his income.
Right.
Whereas, so, you know, that argument is there that the, and it is very much the EU vision, I suppose, is that money goes from the higher entitlements to the lower entitlements. But the IFA would argue that that effectively is coming off full-time productive farmers to give to farmers who may not necessarily be relying 100% on farm income. They might have off-farm jobs and things like that. So I gather you have a guest coming on soon who will give you more on that. But very, very angry. Yesterday, there was a strong turnout in Tullow and in Kilkenny last night. The march ring was nearly full there with farmers challenging the minister's decision.
And I saw you reporting yourselves today as well, Tim Cullen coming out and saying that, you know, the proposals need to be re-looked at. But, you know, is there any chance of that happening really at this point, Katrina?
Well, I suppose it's never over until the fat lady sings.
Yeah.
And this, the National Strategic Plan, which these decisions are part of, isn't due to go to Brussels for approval until December. It certainly is late in the day, and it is the 11th hour. But, you know, if the IFA makes their points strongly enough and other farmers make their points strongly enough, it's definitely not done and dusted. That's what I would say.
All right, Katrina, good to talk to you today and thank you for your time. That's Katrina Morrissey there, editor of the Farmers Journal. And the journal is on your shelves right now. Glad to be joined by Imelda Walsh, who's chair of North Tipperary IFA. Imelda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran, and good morning to all your listeners.
And good to talk to you today. Imelda, you will be protesting tonight because the minister is coming to Thurles March, isn't he?
Yes, we're delighted the minister is coming to Thurles. You get a nice warm welcome from Tipperary farmers this evening in Thurles, Fran, I can assure you, when he comes. Yeah.
You're saying that with a tongue-in-cheek. I'm gathering there will be a lot of anger in Thurles tonight.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Fran, the level of anger is palpable. It was obvious, I heard you there with Katrina. I was in both Tullow and Kilkenny Marsh last night when the minister was there, and the level of anger and frustration felt by those farmers would be replicated this evening in Thurles and possibly even higher. Like, obviously, look at Tipperary farming. We have a proud tradition in this county of farmers. The rural economy contributes hugely to the national exchequer and to local businesses. Like Tipperary, Fran, as you know, is a rural county, and agriculture is key to that here in relation to the economy and everything else, Fran.
Even farmers themselves, I'm sure, would find huge complications in the whole business of CAP. So I can only imagine the way non-farmers are when they're hearing about this. So could you break it down for us, Imelda? What exactly are the issues at the moment?
Okay, the issues, I suppose, Fran, basically it all comes down to pounds, shillings and pence.
Yeah.
And that is a simple way of putting it, was saying that. I suppose CAP came in, I suppose, as a way to ensure that there was top quality food produced for the consumer at an affordable price. And this came in after World War II, and food has always been subsidised. And farmers received a payment to enable them to produce food below the cost of production and to be able to be for the consumer to be able to buy it below the cost of production, and for us to get a subsidy from the EU in respect of that. And I suppose, to put it in simple terms, all the cost the EU consumer in relation to CAP is the equivalent of a cup of coffee a day, Fran. In basic terms, that's what it costs every EU citizen in relation to the CAP budget. But we have seen over the years the payments farmers have received being eroded, and we see this is further now in this new CAP, which comes into effect from 2023, where we have new things. I suppose we have been, I suppose, inundated with new buzzwords in relation to this. It's absolutely been phenomenal. Convergence, eco schemes, CRISP, fund loading, conditionality, GAIA, all of these words and this, which have been unfamiliar to farmers. So I can only imagine, we'll say, your ordinary listener listening in this morning in respect of it. But basically, what we're going to see for many, many farmers is, we'll say, up to 35, maybe 40% of their European, we'll say, CAP payments being cut.
It seems, and this is a very superficial reading of this, and this is the trouble, I suppose, to some degree, Imelda, it seems that what's going to happen is that richer farmers, more productive farmers, some of their monies will end up with maybe farmers who are not as productive. And to the uneducated person in these matters, that might be seen as a good thing.
Fran, if only that were true. We have many, many farmers that have a low payment but a high payment per hectare. Most farmers are receiving basically 10,000 euros of payment. Some farmers may have a reasonably high payment they've built over the years, but they would have a low number of hectares. And obviously, they're going to be hugely impacted. Obviously, look at the government and the minister would like us all to believe if the money was going to go from rich farmers to poor farmers. Nothing could be further from the truth. In actual fact, Fran, it's going to make many marginalised families look at, obviously, they're going to have to seek off-farm employment. They will no longer be able to continue to farm as full-time farmers when these cuts come into place. And look at, even, for example, Fran, say with a suckler farmer, there's a budget there of 260 million euros, OK? And the minister last night was telling us the way, like, you know, that suckler farmers are going to get 150 euros for the first 10 cows and 120 euros thereafter. But he's only equating for 385,000 suckler cows, and there are 500,000 more than 500,000 cows. Does he expect that they're not going to apply for the scheme? But, Fran, that obviously demonstrates the level of complexity, that to say that he's actually only including 385,000 cows. If all the suckler cows were to apply for the scheme, in essence, it would mean they would get 55 euros per cow if all of them were to qualify. 55 euros per cow.
Tim coming out and saying, you know, the proposals need to be re-looked at. Do you think, genuinely think that that is a possibility? That
I do. I think, look, the minister heard it last night, I suppose, even with the eco-schemes, where at this current time, with 25% of a farmer's basic payment from the Pillar 1 payment, which always went for the production side of the house, 25% of that is being taken and put into an eco scheme. The minister, like those eco schemes, what's even disappointing with them, Fran, is they're beyond the availability of most guys to apply for them. There's nothing at all in there for tillage farmers or for dairy farmers. It was just five measures were thrown out there. We're saying that five unattainable measures, I suppose, for the want of a better word, for the vast, vast majority of farmers. So talking about like eco schemes and talking about the environment, certainly if you were interested in schemes that were going to benefit the environment, you would have a suite of measures the farmers could actually sign up to and adhere to. And I think it's a huge failing on the minister's part in respect of that, that he hasn't put measures in place that all farmers can apply to these eco-schemes. And I felt last night that you would have heard it quite strongly in both Tullow and in Kilkenny, that those schemes, he needs to go back and look at those schemes and come up with a suite of measures that the farmers can achieve. Farmers want to do their bit in relation to the environment and have been doing it to date in relation to many of the measures that we all carry out in our farms. But I think the minister has failed miserably in relation to this. And I think in actual fact, he has a little bit of a cheek for saying that after his announcement, his press briefing on Wednesday, and coming to some of the most productive parts of the country giving out the goods and speaking about his 1 billion euros, we're saying that in co-financing and what they're doing. In actual fact, they're giving farmers very, very little. What I like to do, we say, in all departments, Brad, not just agriculture, they speak about hundreds of millions of euros. And when you drill it down, it actually equates very, very little. We saw that even with social protection, with 5 euros for people. You know what I mean? And they talk about hundreds of millions of euros.
So tonight then, what time is the minister coming to? It is to the Mart, is it? Is that where?
It's coming to Midship Mart here in Thurles. Martin Ryan is the manager of the Mart over there. The minister's to be in Thurles Mart at 6 o'clock this evening. We will be meeting from 5 this evening. And we're looking to all farmers, and farm families, not just farmers, farming families and young people. And no mention at all from the minister in relation to young farmers. Like, young farmers are the lifeblood. You need only look around the Mart rings on any given day the Mart is on and see the age profile of the farmers.
Sure.
That's friend, like,
and,
you know.
And just before I let you go, to add another stick to beat farmers with, it's right across our newspapers today from the EPA, Imelda, that, you know, agriculture emissions increased by 1.4% last year, and also giving the figure that there was an increase of 3.2 in the number of dairy cows. So again, this is another stick to beat farmers.
Without a shadow of a doubt, and the minister last night speaking about the exports from the agri sector and expected to grow by 50% over the next 10 years to 21 billion. So look at it, They can't be talking out of both sides of their mouth. Farmers will do their part in relation to it. We're saying that we're already making many strides in relation to the emissions and in relation to water quality, and we will continue to do that.
Right, right, but some of the language today, Imelda, I'm reading, like, you know, the need for urgent, accelerated mitigation actions on all scales. You know, this is really tough talk. We need to move faster on this, seemingly.
Without a shadow of a doubt, and farmers won't be found wanting, but we do need government to come up with clear direction of travel in respect of this. We need targets to come out and in respect of this. We won't be found wanting, Fran, in doing our part in relation
But you are, Imelda, because there's a 1.4 rise in emissions last year, you know.
I know that, Fran. I accept that the science is the science, but also, Fran, with talk about rising emissions, we need to calculate in relation to what's being sequestered on farms and what we're actually doing to offset those emissions. There's no accounting for that at this moment in time. We're far behind with the science and everything else. So, look, I think everybody needs to step up to the plate, Fran, in relation to this. The easy thing to do is to scapegoat farmers. We need to look at transport. We need to look at energy. We need to look at all of those things collectively. But I accept, Fran, as farmers, we do need to step up to the mark, and we will do that. But we do need government to support us and to come the journey with us.
All right, Imelda, thanks very much indeed. Good to talk to you today. Thank you. Nice. Good morning to you. Bye-bye to you now. That's Imelda Walsh there. Imelda is chair of North Tipperary IFA. News and information is coming up.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.